Hello, welcome to our Unity 101 videos. I'm Abdullah. In our previous videos, we scripted things, we created game objects, we made them move with user inputs, we debugged our code, we used physics and collisions, and now it's time to actually publish the game and build it and create an executable. So let's get started. So until now, all the changes we've been doing inside of the Unity editor has been done inside of a scene called sample scene. Scenes are saved to a file, and we usually have them inside a folder called scenes within our project. A game or a 3D project is usually comprised of many different scenes. One can be for the intro screen, one could be for the main menu, and you can create different ones for different levels. After you created all of your scenes and want to turn it into an executable, it's now time to build. To build a Unity project, we should go to File, Build Settings, and that will open up the Build Settings menu. At the top, we can see the list of scenes that are added to the build. To add the current open scene into the build, we can just click on Add Open Scenes. On the left, we can see that we have chosen PC, Mac, and Linux standalone as the platform of choice. But on the right side, we can customize which operating system do we want to target and which architecture. Every platform has different options, like creating server builds, creating development builds, and even choosing the compression method for your textures. If you want to change the platform you want to build for, you can click on one of the options on the left side, and then click on the Switch Platform button. There are so many platforms to choose from, like WebGL for the browser, Android, iOS, and even game consoles. Unity calls the exported application a player. So let's go into the player settings and see what we can configure. In the player settings, you can change things from the company name, the product name, which is your application, the version number, the default icons, the default cursor that appears inside of your game. You can even change platform-specific settings by clicking on one of the tabs at the bottom here, and then choosing different options below. You can choose to override the icons for that specific platform. You can set the game to run on full screen mode and PC standalone builds. You can change and edit the splash screens that show up before the game starts. You can change the bundle identifier for the Mac App Store. You can change the scripting backend from L2CPP to Mono. You can even change the API compatibility level from .NET 4 to .NET Standard 2.0. You can also notice that we're using the new input system package from Unity and not the old one. You can click on the different tabs at the top to change to a different platform where you can edit the settings for that specific platform. So let's go back to our build settings now. We chose PC and Windows 64 as a target platform. We added our scene to the build, and now we're ready to click the build button. I'm creating a folder called builds inside of my Unity project and selecting it as the folder where the builds are going to be created. Once you select the folder, Unity is going to start building your game. After the build process is done, you can navigate to your build folder, and there you'll find the binary executables. If you start that executable, a standalone application will run, and the bouncing cube scene we created will start. If we press the W button, we can see that the cube is actually rotating just as expected. You can press Alt-Enter on Windows to exit full screen mode, or Command-F on Mac. This concludes our Unity 101 series. I highly encourage you to go to Unity's documentation and read through it to learn all about the features that Unity provides. I also recommend going to Visual Studio's documentation to look into all the features that Visual Studio provides for Unity. Head to .NET Game Development Learn Portal to learn how to create your backend service on Azure PlayFab, for example, using Unity, as well as learn how to create mixed reality experiences using Unity for HoloLens There's so many resources there that can help you in your journey of game development. Thank you very much for having us as part of your game development learning experience. Goodbye.